This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, repentance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of repentance in the Islamic lifestyle. Well, we know that when we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, we talk about the Islamic training and Islamic ethics. In the Islamic training and ethics, it is important that we teach our children to do repentance, to always be in a way that they do the repentance and they ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, they have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this connection will show that how they love Allah and how they want to have an Islamic lifestyle. This Islamic lifestyle, if there is no repentance in it, then obviously the people will not have justice in their life. In order to have the justice, in order to have a peaceful social life or an individual life, it is necessary to pay attention towards the repentance. And this is repentance that will take us near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to one of the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, it is said that the tawbah or the repentance is being ashamed from heart of what I have done. And after that, I will ask for the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the third stage, it means to leave that sin or the mistake that I committed and never get back to that sin or mistake. If such thing is happening, then obviously we are doing the repentance in its true meanings. And this is what we need to teach to our kids if they want to have an Islamic lifestyle, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of repentance in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary that if we want to have an ethical and Islamic training, it is necessary to talk about the importance of repentance. And one of the things which is very important in the Islamic lifestyle that we need to teach our kids, we need to do it by ourselves if we have committed any kind of mistake, is that we must do the repentance. And we should know about the importance of the repentance. We know that in the Islamic text, it is talked about the repentance in different ways. For example, it is said that at-tawbah tutahhiru al-quluba wa taghsilu adh-dhunub, that the tawbah or repentance, it purifies the hearts and it washes away the sins. Therefore, if we want to get purified, it is necessary to knock at the door of repentance. We need to knock this door. We need to open this door. And once we open this door, this is the way which Allah even has opened for us. In different texts, in different places, Allah has said that I have opened the door of tawbah or repentance for you to forgive you. And that's why Allah has ordered us in the Quran in chapter 24, which is chapter Nur, verse 31, Tubu ilallah jami'an ayyuha almu'minun la'allakum tuflihun. He said that you all need to repent towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn towards Allah. This is a command. Tubu ilallah, turn towards Allah jami'an, all together. O the believers, ayyuha almu'minun. Why? La'allakum tuflihun. Maybe you all are successful. Therefore, this tawbah, this repentance is the door of success for every single Muslim, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.